as a music journalist, has the internet affected your job as a classical critic?
Yeah, I think the internet has some really positive ramifications for the role of a critic, which is getting a little dusty as along the conventional model. I mean, a critic has traditionally been somebody who makes pronouncements from on high and is passively received and often hated by readers. I'm all for embracing the widely touted internet idea of building communities rather than simply lecturing at people. I'm very much for critics having blogs, for example, which you're seeing in more and more newspapers. The kind of interaction that makes possible with the music lovers in the community and the ability to build a community of people who love music and think about it is a wonderful thing and not something newspapers have been able to do. And as newspapers seek to sort of redefine their function, this is, I believe, a very important way to make that happen, at least in the arts.
You mentioned blogs, and now you've got your own blog called The Classical Beat. You're the critic of the Washington Post, but you have your own blog. And how do those two things relate? For instance, do you write differently for your blog than you would in the paper, or?
Well, I should clarify that my blog is a Washington Post blog. So everything
right.
that goes
it's not
in
your
my
personal blog,
it's not my personal blog. Some critics, Josh Kosman at the San Francisco Chronicle, for example, has a personal
right.
blog. I was curious to see how far one could take the personal model in the context of a daily paper. It's one of the reasons I was curious to do it. Yes, I think I do write differently for the blog because you need to write slightly more informally, although the beauty of a blog is you can do anything you want. Sometimes I'll write a piece of kind of straight journalism that goes in the paper occasionally, and sometimes I can get up on my high horse and put out an opinion without having to massage it into a full story. I think for a critic, that's actually really valuable because not every thought needs to be put into a 1,000-word pontification in the paper. There are
right.
a lot of thoughts about music that should be expressed and discussed without having to go through that sort of solidifying into text.
Or you can just throw out a provocative idea
and
see what the community says about it.
Absolutely.